Hi, it's Sarah Cavell from EI Focus. Today on The Focused Athlete, we are talking to Michaela Skinner, who is part of Team USA Gymnastics. This was such a fun conversation. Michaela is so positive about her sport. She's been staying in the game, staying motivated because of this last year with COVID and having the Olympics put out for a year. So she describes in our interview a little bit about how it's been tough to stay positive throughout the pandemic and wait and train for a whole nother year to get to the Olympics. She talks about those things that have helped her along the way, different mental cues that have helped her stay positive, stay believing in herself. And then she talks about the importance of her relationship and communication with coaches. Enjoy this interview with Michaela, and I can't wait to see her competing this summer in Tokyo. Hi, Michaela. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy training schedule to talk with us today.
Of course. I'm so excited.
I want to introduce you to our audience. This is Michaela Skinner. She is Team USA gymnast. She was an alternate on the 2016 team, and she is a 4x world medalist. She competed for the University of Utah for 3 years and has taken her senior year off to train for Tokyo 2020, which, fingers crossed, will now be in 2021. We are just really excited to learn a little bit more about you and we're talking about emotional intelligence here, and let's just start out there. How, for you, do your emotions affect your performance as an athlete?
I mean, it's very hard, especially being a high level athlete. My emotions are going up and down all the time, constantly, especially with the pandemic and, you know, having to postpone my life a whole extra year has just been crazy. And I've just had to, you know, try to stay so motivated, and it's just been frustrating. And, you know, I don't know if you heard, but I had COVID and then I got pneumonia. And before that, I just recently had a bone spur, we found out, in my foot. And so that's kind of set me back a little bit. So, I mean, I've just been trying really hard to stay positive and just, you know, keep using my mental cues to help me get through this tough time right now.
What are your mental cues, and how do you endure through these times? Because, wow, not only COVID has set back the Olympics, so your life as an Olympian is now, you've got to stay in the game for another year. Mm-hmm. And you just mentioned some of these, an injury and illness. And so what are those things that you do that help you, those mental cues that you call them?
So I think, you know, with being a gymnast, we're pretty mentally tough, and I feel like we just try to, like, not let the challenging times get to us too much. And so I feel like, you know, throughout the years, I haven't really learned how to work with it until recently. I actually started talking to my mental trainer. He actually graduated from the University of Utah. And so he's just giving me so many different things and different perspectives on how to look at things to help me get through this tough time. I'll just give one little example that has really helped, is that we had two circles. And so he told me to write things that I can control and can't control. And then, you know, just kind of planned all that out. So it really just helped me, like, narrow things down and try to not to, like, overthink everything and get way too ahead of myself. And honestly, like, I feel like just staying positive and just, you know, this has been my dream for so long, is to go to the Olympics. And, you know, I took this time to do it. So I just need to, you know, work every day, take it one step at a time. And, you know, honestly, I don't know how I'm getting through it, but I think that just being confident and believing in myself and, you know, not letting those horrible days get into my mind and just really taking the time to just get through each practice and to, you know, everyone's going to struggle here and there. And so it's been hard, but I'm finally getting through it. And I feel like kind of once I get back into the groove of things, it kind of starts picking back up again where things are going more normal, but it's definitely easy to get down on myself and, you know, want to quit.
Wow. Yeah. It's so true that, you know,
I love how you describe these different circles of what we have control over and what we don't, because if we get caught up in like, oh my gosh, the Olympics were moved out a year. I mean, we don't have control over that. And so, you know, somehow we have to come to terms with, okay, what do we have control over? We have control over how we show up at practice every day. And you mentioned positivity, and that is definitely a skill of emotional intelligence too, of being able to look for the good, because we are wired actually to look for those things that are difficult. You know, that's just how we're wired. So we have to consciously go, okay, how are we going to look for the good in this situation? So is there something like, how do you do that?
It's so hard, because it's funny, because my husband's like, you're always so down all the time. You need to be more positive. And so that's, you know, the one thing I've been working on is being more positive for sure, because it's so easy, especially during these times with the pandemic and not being able to do so many things, to just, you know, let everything get to you. And so I think, I don't know, it's just hard being a high level athlete and having all the experience that I've had, that it's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to get down on yourself. And I feel like I've just learned that those bad days make me stronger, and that's what's going to help me build that confidence and build those routines to the best of my ability, by just, you know, having a bad day and being able to pick myself up the next day and try a little bit harder and be like, okay, today was a bad day. That's okay. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. And just to keep trying one step at a time. And then when you have those good days, then you realize like, oh my gosh, like even though it was a bad day the day before, I can still have a good day. So I think just the little things are what really keeps me going, is just to keep pushing myself.
Mm-hmm. And that idea that to recognize, because as an athlete, we all have bad days, and how can we not stay there in that mistake or in that bad day? And like you said, start fresh. Okay, today can still be a good day. And what can I learn? And it's easier said than done sometimes, that's for sure.
It really is. It's, gymnastics is definitely a hard sport, and it's, you know, there's, you're going to crash, you're going to beat yourself up, but like I said, it definitely just makes you stronger going through those challenges.
How do you stay motivated? You've been doing gymnastics now for a long time, and it's a sport that, I mean, many sports you train maybe a couple hours a day, but gymnastics, you are training, I'm guessing, you know, 3-5+ hours at least a day, and almost all week, right? You've got a couple days off. And so it's very high intensity. How do you keep going? Because you've got other life too. You've got a family, and so how do you stay in the game?
I mean, it is really hard, because, you know, I've been doing gym my whole entire life. I used to do gymnastics when I did elite before I went to college. I was training 32 hours a week, so 7 hours a day. And then kind of like the year before the Olympics, my coach and I kind of took a step back and were like, you know what, like, there's no need to train this much. We need to keep your body healthy and going strong going into the Olympic year. So that last year, going into 2016 Olympics, we trained like 5 hours a day. So I kind of just went into the gym, did my routines, did a little bit of extra stuff if I needed to work it. Mm-hmm. And then I started adding in the trainer. And then I was doing some like dance lessons too, to work on flexibility and different things like that. So I mean, the hours still kind of added up, but it wasn't strictly like full on gymnastics. So I think that was definitely a way to keep me motivated and to keep me going through that last big stretch. But also with going to college, you're training like, what, 20 hours a week, not very much. And it's just, the whole level is just so much easier. Gymnastics was really, really hard for me. Back, you know, when I did elite before, and going into the Olympics 2016 and being put as an alternate, that was something that, you know, really, it was hard. I got fourth at Olympic trials and they didn't put me on the team. And so, you know, kind of after that, it was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I kind of just want to quit. And then, you know, I kind of had to decide if I wanted to continue doing elite or, you know, try the college thing. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to try college. And I feel like once I went to college, I kind of refound the love of the sport. And I think that definitely had motivated me more and was like, okay, like I really do love gymnastics. Like, obviously I know it wasn't as intense or hard, because, you know, when it gets hard, you don't always love something. And it's easier for you to say, I want to quit or I want to give up. So I think, you know, after having 3 years off of elite gymnastics, I think that really helped me to be like, okay, maybe like I do want to try for this one last time and try for the Olympics. And so I think college definitely kind of re-motivated me to kind of get back into it. And I love throwing the big skills, and that's just something I love. I love competing. I love being competitive. And so I think, you know, since I was an alternate last time, my main motivation was just like, I really want to go to the Olympics and, you know, try to get that gold medal around my neck. That's just something that I've wanted ever since I was really little. And I knew it was going to be hard to get there. And, you know, kind of after everything happened with USA Gymnastics and the Larry Nassar stuff, they've definitely, you know, have changed USA Gymnastics. It's going in the right direction. And so I feel like, you know, Simone and I always talk about like, I don't think we'd be able to do gym if we still had Marta. So like, I know there's just different things, you know, that keep me motivated, you know, with the positivity of the Olympic coach, having my personal coaches, you know, believe in me, support me, my friends and family that are there every step of the way when it gets hard. So there's just, you know, little things all over that keep me going and, you know, are keeping me strong through this really hard time. So it's been going, it's going better. So it's been fun.
Oh, that's so great. The love, finding the love for the sport is so key, like keeping it fun really in order to keep going.
Yeah.
How you talked about your coaches, how do these relationships with your coaches, because as an athlete, a lifelong athlete, you've probably had many different types of coaches in your career. And so how does this relationship with your coach affect your performance as an athlete?
I think it definitely can affect you in so many ways. And I think, you know, being a little girl, I remember walking into Desert Lights when I was like 13. I started gymnastics when I was 5, but I went to a different gym. And, you know, they're like, she has too much talent. And they only went to level 8 there. So I had to switch gyms. So that's when I went to Desert Lights. And, you know, kind of right off the bat, they're like, oh, she's really good. We want to get her into the elite program. And it all just kind of took off from there. And, you know, with gymnastics, I think everybody knows how intense it is and, you know, how coaches can be super crazy, which I feel like in a lot of sports, it's that way. And when I was younger, I just was so intimidated by my coach, Lisa. Like, she was the owner of the gym. She's the one, you know, that took us to camps. And, you know, I have different coaches that help me on different events, but she was like my main coach. And so she was intense. You know, Marta, the Olympic coach, kind of was like, you know, they have to go in, hit their routines, get the job done. And if, you know, they want to go to the Olympics, this is what it takes. So, you know, coaches just kind of were like that. They were, you know, strict, we were disciplined, and we just kind of had to go in there and do it even when we were bawling our eyes out, you know? So that way we could be prepared to handle any situation at any place, any time, even if we were sick, tired, exhausted. So she did used to be kind of scary. And it's so weird because now that I've been older and more mature, I'm like, I don't get why I was so scared of her, you know, that much. So I think, you know, going to college and kind of like, you know, regaining the love of the sport and realizing that you need to communicate with your coaches, you need to have that relationship, because if something's wrong or you're hurting or anything like that, you would rather catch it sooner than later. You know, like it just started making total sense. Like, oh man, like I wish I would have done this earlier. Mm-hmm. And so coming back into the elite world, me and Lisa have had such a great bond. She's kind of like my second mom. You know, I feel like I can, you know, speak up to her and say more to her when, you know, I'm struggling or tired, or I just don't think I can do this today. And sometimes she'll even talk to me and, you know, give me that option, like, oh, do you want to do routines today? Or do you want to do parts? Just do whatever you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really nice to like have that communication and to not really be scared anymore. And I think, you know, a lot of athletes do get intimidated, and I think it's good for each athlete to really have that good connecting relationship with their coach.
And that's another thing also that can be more difficult. You know, we can say it, but sometimes it's hard to be able to express yourself and, you know, for fear of, okay, I don't want to sit on the bench, or I don't want to not be chosen, or we need to be tough. And so how, you know, these relationships really matter. And it sounds like you have come to a point in your life where you've learned the skills to be able to, first of all, identify how you're feeling, and then to express it to a coach who's listening to you.
Yeah, I've definitely come a long way. That's for sure. I definitely, it's scary. And I feel like, You know, I don't want Lisa to think like I'm a baby or a wimp for saying like, you know, this hurts or I'm trying to get out of something. But I think each athlete, you really do need to speak up because it's going to be better for you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And what about your teammates? I mean, your sport can feel individual, yet you are part of a team. And so how does that relationship affect performance?
Yeah. So obviously in college, you learn a lot about that as well, because it's more team-based than necessarily just individual. Unlike the Olympics, like it is team-based, but there's a lot of individual as well. And so in college, like it totally just changed my perspective. Like I wanted to go out there. You want to be there for your team when your teammates are cheering you on and supporting you. It just makes a whole difference when you're out there competing. And so, you know, it does get hard for me sometimes, because now being back in elite, I'm 24, and a lot of girls at my gym, you know, the oldest they go to is like 18. And so there's a little elite group at my gym, and they're about 12, 13, almost 14 years old. So it does get kind of lonely sometimes. So it's hard to train in the gym by myself. But I think, you know, especially being with Team USA, I think all of us girls are super, super close, and we're all going through the same thing. It's all hard. You know, we all want to win, you know, we're Team USA. We want to go out there. We want to win. We have the same goals and desires. And so I think that when we just come together and we support one of another, mm-hmm. it just lights up, and you can see it in everybody that you just go out there and you're like, let's do this. And I think that, you know, it's so important to have those friendships. And you know, not everyone's going to get along, you know, it's girls, you know, it's hard. But I think when you have a team that's supportive and you have teammates that are cheering you on, it just makes the picture so much better.
Yeah, that support and that recognition that you're not alone in this, like, okay, you're not the only one who feels that this is really hard right now, you know, or your teammates are likely feeling the same. Yeah, and that
what you're going through,
right, you're going through this together. And so you're growing together. And somehow that just is, it's kind of a relief when you mm-hmm. are like, can feel like I'm not the only one. Yeah.
Totally. And I feel like that when I go to camp, you know, like I said, in the gym, it's so hard because I'm with all these little girls and I feel like I'm the only one doing this. This is so hard. But then once we get to camps and we're going to international assignments, it's so nice that we can all push each other through it and help one another get the job done and to push through those tough days. So it's definitely nice to be close with my team members. And, you know, being on Team USA, it's so much fun. So you just really want to enjoy the journey and make the best of it with your friends.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love how you call them your friends, because that's amazing. You're can be your competitors and your friends all at the same time.
I know, right. It does get hard, but I mean, you know, we're all humans. We're all fighting for the same thing. And, you know, outside of the gym, we have so much fun. And I know we all live in different states, but it's so fun to be able to text and communicate. And then it's kind of nice, because I feel like when we don't see each other for a while, it's so fun when we go to camp, because we're like, oh my gosh, I missed you, you know? So it's kind of fun when, you know, we don't have to be with each other every second of every minute of every day, but it's so fun when we get to reunite and kind of have that fun again. So.
So as we kind of wrap up here, I'd love to hear, what would you say is your secret weapon as an athlete?
I think my secret weapon would definitely be, I think just my powerhouse tumbling, and my competitiveness. I'm super mm-hmm. competitive mm-hmm. and I feel like I always want to win. And I feel like having that competitiveness makes me a better athlete, because when I go out there, I'm like, I can't lose. I got to go out there and do my best. So I think just being competitive and, you know, throwing the big skills is what has helped me get as far as I have.
Well, all the best to you. Let's fingers crossed, because I think we're going to find out soon, right? If next month?
So June are Olympic trials. So next month we have a national team training camp, and then they're going to kind of redo the senior national team for this year. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a bunch of our international competitions have gotten canceled. So we'll have classics and championships, and then Olympic trials are in June, so they're actually right before the Olympics.
Wow.
Till like 2 weeks before the Olympics. It's yeah. crazy. It's coming up. It'll come up so fast.
It's
so
coming up.
Yeah.
and I guess so next month we'll find out if the Olympics are on. Is that right? I thought so.
Is that what they've been taught? I don't know. I feel like I hear things, but I'm not like 100% sure, but. Yeah.
I don't know. That's the last I heard.
No.
So fingers crossed that the Olympics happen, and best of luck to you in June. And we can't wait to see you out there competing for Team USA.
Thank you. I'm so excited. So hopefully it goes well.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been just such a pleasure talking with you, and can't wait to see you in action.
Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on the Focused Athlete podcast. We would love to stay connected, so please follow us on Instagram at EI_focus, on Facebook at EI Focus, on our LinkedIn page at EI Focus, and for lots more information and upcoming events, www.eifocus.org. Thank you so much, and see you at the next podcast.